be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this fifth Sunday of Easter, John chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. In the calendar of the church's year, we are today just about halfway between Easter Day and the day of Pentecost, the 50th day of Easter. Pentecost means 50th, and it was on the day of Pentecost that Christ poured out on his disciples the Holy Spirit, just as he had promised. The Holy Spirit's coming signified by the tongues of fire that rested on the disciples and by the rushing mighty wind. And so for these last few Sundays of the Easter season, the gospel readings point forward to the coming of the Holy Spirit. The words of today's gospel are taken from Jesus' words to his disciples on the night when he was betrayed. Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Now, no one can look at the world as it is today and fail to see that it is a world dying for lack of truth, a world enslaved to its own delusions and sinful desires. And so it was, of course, on that night when the Lord Jesus first spoke these words in the upper room before his death. Yes, then also a world dying for lack of truth, a world about to arrest, unjustly condemn, and nail to the cross this Jesus who had said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, on that sad evening too, we see a world enslaved to its own delusions and sinful passions, so much so that it could not see that this Jesus is the one sent by God to set us free from delusion, misery, and death. So it was then, and so it is now. And that is why it is such good news when Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, exposing the fallen world's delusions for the lies they are, exposing them to the light of Christ, as St. Paul writes, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Yes, the Spirit of truth will guide us into all the truth. And how does the Holy Spirit do that? Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will not speak on his own authority, but he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So how does the Holy Spirit guide us into all the truth? Not by pointing to himself, but by pointing to Jesus, who said it himself, I am the truth. The Holy Spirit did that very thing through the preaching of the apostles, which we now know through the written word of Holy Scripture. And the Holy Spirit continues to do this whenever and wherever Jesus is proclaimed as Savior, God, and Lord. The Holy Spirit is in fact doing that right now as these preached words point to Christ the Savior. Well, I have to admit that we preachers sometimes feel a bit strange, even guilty, that in our preaching we usually don't say a great deal about the Holy Spirit, that we're not always explicitly talking about the Holy Spirit and his wonderful works. But when we have those feelings, we need to remember that the fact of the matter is that the Holy Spirit wants to draw attention not so much to himself, but to the Savior, just as Jesus says. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This the Holy Spirit does, as he shows to us poor sinners the Lord Jesus, in whose death our sins are dead, the bonds of death broken, the door of heaven open to all those who, despairing of any righteousness of their own, place their whole trust and confidence in the merciful Savior who so gently invites us, saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."